judge, colleagues should carefully consider disqualifying fanatical Yale Law School disruptors from clerkships. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 18, 2022. A D.C. Circuit judge is urging his colleagues to carefully consider whether the Yale Law School students who were seen hysterically shouting down a bipartisan panel discussion on free speech last week should be disqualified from potential clerkships. Federal judges are taking note of what's happening at Yale Law School and similar institutions, and not because many of them are readers of Original Jurisdiction, reported David Lott via Original Jurisdiction, a newsletter on Substack about law and legal affairs, on Thursday. Here's what Judge Lawrence Silberman, D.C. Sir, just wrote by email to all of his fellow Article III judges, Lott added. The latest events at Yale Law School, in which students attempted to shout down speakers participating in a panel discussion on free speech, prompt me to suggest that students who are identified as those willing to disrupt any such panel discussion should be noted. All federal judges, and all federal judges are presumably committed to free speech, should carefully consider whether any student so identified should be disqualified from potential clerkships. Judge Lawrence Silberman just sent this email to the listservs for all Article III judges in the United States, noted Slate's Mark Stern on Thursday. Judge Silberman was reacting to nearly 120 woke Yale Law School students who disrupted a bipartisan panel about civil liberties last week by trying to shout down and intimidate the speakers, primarily attacking a speaker from Alliance Defending Freedom. One of America's best and brightest future Ivy League graduates screeched at the ADF representative, "I will literally fight you, bitch." The panel, which was described by one individual as innocuous, featured Kristen Wagoner from Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF, and Monica Miller with the Progressive American Humanist Association, and was hosted by the school in an attempt to show students that a conservative and a progressive can get along, and even agree on some issues. That attempt, however, was to no avail, as students proceeded to disrupt the event, yelling shame, shame, and protect trans kids. The students also jeered, stomped, shouted, clapped, sung, and pounded on the walls, making it difficult to hear the panel. At the end of the event, Wagoner and Miller were escorted out of the building by police, with two members of the Federalist Society saying they were grabbed by the crowd as they tried to leave. After that, more than 400 law students, over 60% of the school's student body, signed an open letter attacking the police presence at the panel, claiming it endangered peaceful student protesters. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.